see if we can make it work.
A mother helps her 13-year-old son raise his arm. He clenches his jaw and squeezes his eyes shut with the effort. And after moving the footrests on his wheelchair, he can also lift his legs, even take a few steps.
Good job. Is that hard to do? Is it getting easier?
Easier.
It's amazing progress for Nick Messenger, Jennifer and Eric's oldest son, who was struck in a crosswalk just over a year ago.
His prognosis was vegetative coma for the rest of his life. We chose not to believe that that was going to be the case, and clearly it's not.
Nick's speech is slow, but his determination is quick to show.
How old are you?
13, teenager.
13, you're a teenager?
Yeah.
You know your child, yeah. Yeah, you do. And, you know, I think you just really have to trust in yourself and listen to what your heart is telling you.
And what Jennifer and Eric's hearts are telling them now is they need to help Nick and other children who suffer from brain injuries, neuromuscular disorders, or developmental delays.
We have the means and the option to do that, so let's do it.
This is where the kitchen area is going to be.
So they took me on a tour of a building just blocks away from where Nick was injured. There are piles of bricks and bare-bone 2x4s here now, but...
We are going to remodel it into a physical therapy rehabilitation center for children with special needs.
Eric's a contractor, and both he and Jennifer have rare insight into what's needed to provide therapy for the severely disabled, as well as support for their families. The messengers say there's a big need for it in our area.
It just feels really good to be able to give something back and to continue his therapy.
Maybe this is what it is that we're supposed to do, and maybe this is the reason that this happened, as difficult as it is.
It's a gift for children, including their own, who loves his parents right back.
Lots.
Love Mom and Dad that much with your arm way out. Huh?
Way out.
In Ballard, Heather Bosch, News Radio 710 Cairo.